More bones uncovered in South Carolina. Steve Bell of Mutual Affiliate WTMA reports.
Lawrence County Sheriff William Barnes said they found some bones last night. Authorities are checking them out. Officials from the Medical University of South Carolina here in Charleston are studying the remains. Sheriff Barnes said the officers have been unable to continue the search of a wooded area near Prospect, South Carolina because of rain and temperatures in the high 30s. He said the search would resume when the weather improves.
Five bodies have now been found in a Florence County, South Carolina swamp area. Steve Bell at Mutual Affiliate WTMA in Charleston reports.
Law enforcement officials say they found the bodies in shallow graves last night following a tip from an anonymous caller. A state law enforcement division agent says the investigation, which led to the discovery, began as a routine theft case. As many as two additional bodies are thought to be buried in the area.
Blacks are planning mass demonstrations in South Carolina to protest recent killings of blacks by law enforcement officers. Steve Bell reports.
There have been six controversial killings of blacks by white South Carolina law enforcement officers this year. Blacks in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, are preparing for a sixth protest Saturday concerning one of those killings. Meanwhile, the highway patrol officer involved in that incident has been transferred to another post at his request.
This is Mutual. Black Network News from Washington.
A big load of gold bullion, which mysteriously turned up aboard an airplane in South Carolina, is partially missing, according to Steve Bell.
How the gold got to Charleston is still a mystery. The plane was supposed to fly the shipment from Zurich to its owner in Saudi Arabia. $750,000 worth of the yellow stuff is still missing, and customs officials say part of it was stolen in Oakland, California, or Charleston, South Carolina. $500,000 worth of the total gold shipment is intact and in the custody of the U.S. Customs Service here in Charleston.
You're listening to Mutual News.
In Charleston, South Carolina, police have issued a traffic summons to the driver of a horse-drawn carriage who refused to comply with a new city ordinance requiring horses to wear diapers for the sake of sanitation. The driver, David Fuller, says he'll fight the summons.
We think it's unfair to the driver, to the passengers, and especially to the horse. For a horse, it seems very likely that it would rub sores on him. So it would do him physical damage. Then there's a diaper would just destroy the dignity that a horse has.
Mutual Progressive News.